What are the different types of organization structures? So there are options available. So no one size fits all. So you have to choose your unique model of organization from the different types of organization structures available. So you can make your own decisions in terms of, hey, for my size of organization, this is a structure that will fit in. For a different company, a different org structure design has to be put in place. So that resilience is already there. So let's look at some of those models which an organization can look at. A hierarchical organization is composed of many layers of leadership levels and narrow spans of control. So you'll have different levels. You'll have a junior management level, you'll have a middle management level, senior management level, and top management level, and the board level. So there could be some 7 or 8 levels of management, depending on the band of people, the role of the people in the organization. Sometimes in a decision-making process in a hierarchical organization can take many days, or many weeks and many months, as I've said before, in order to take decision. But today, the organizations are getting flat, more of matrix-driven, more of functional and BU, with independence to the functional and BUs, functional units and BUs. So we'll be seeing those structures in a short while from now. But less hierarchical structure has only few levels of leadership and wide span of control from top to bottom. So the flawless execution of strategy becomes a crucial thing in the strategy management process. Obviously, what is relevant for an organization has to be chosen in terms of organization design and structure that has to be put in place. So here, what you're seeing here is a typical org structure, a hierarchical org structure which has CEO at the top, and then you have different directors, sales director, operation director, HR director, finance director, IT director, and different positions available. And under the sales, you have the regional general managers who are taking care of different verticals and segments, one taking care of international markets, another taking care of national markets, one general manager taking care of marketing, another taking care of channels and distribution. Operations director, again it is structured in a hierarchical manner. You have operations manager and then GM services, and under him there are senior managers and managers and assistant managers. Similarly, HR director and finance director. So this is a typical hierarchical organization. Some organizations work in this fashion, So let's talk about a functional structure. So you've seen hierarchical structure. Now let's talk about functional structure. Here, the org structure is created to focus on the development of more specialized functional capabilities. The functional capabilities like sales and marketing, the finance function, HR function, supply chain function, IT function, product function, and different specialized capabilities to support the org strategy. Functional organizations are best suited as producer of standardized goods and services at large volume. Generally, the functional structure is followed in companies where a company has a fast-moving, commodity, fast-moving consumer goods, which are replicated in mass volumes and at low cost. So your transaction per you need to keep transaction per product or transaction per service or transaction per any good any market activity, it has to be kept very low. So more repetitive in nature, a large volume in nature, low cost in nature. So these organizations follow a functional structure model. So this is a typical functional structure model. You have marketing, production, customer service, and typically the organization has a very simple structure of functionally aligning their resources in their strategic vision. Now let's talk about BU level and divisional level. These two are the current scenarios in where most organizations follow business unit structure and division structure. The strategic business unit structure of a configuration of an organization is broken down into different business units. Different business units serve different business lines and different products and different market segments. Different divisions are, these are all self-contained independent SBUs, and they have the P&L, they operate like a separate company. They have their own strategies, they have their own structures, they have their own people, and they deliver a huge profit to the corporate organization. Companies organize products and services categorized into different target consumers from SBU structures. So this is what I talked about. So different segments, different geographies, different business units, different product units. You know, these they become self-contained and independent to operate as an organization. So a particular company can have three or four such SBUs reporting into the group CEO. So each SBU will have its own CEO, and the group CEO will be the CEO for the entire organization. So you have a president. It's a little different kind of a structure here. A president here and vice president production. This is a divisional structure. You have divisions A, division B, division C. So then each division has its own functional managers. So this is one divisional structure. Let's look at SBU structure. You have the group CEO, and then you have regional heads. They are either called regional VPs or regional CEOs, one for Europe, North America, Latin America, and Asia, and each has its own business units and functional units. They support the P&L achievement of the company. So there are four CEOs reporting into the group CEO. This is a typical SBU structure. Matrix structure. Today's organizations mostly follow matrix structure, so they want to become more nimble-footed, resilient, and a flat organization in order to respond to the market demands and market challenges very fast. So obviously you cannot take time, everything is changing fast, there are a lot of challenges, so you need to keep changing your strategy and responding to market requirements in no time, so because competition is huge, competition is catching up, your organization has got good products, but how do you respond to the market changes, and how do you keep your organization structure very nimble footed in order to respond effectively and in time to the market changes and challenges? Modern organizations use matrix structure to suit the needs and challenges associated with the fast changing business environment today. Organizations need to periodically evaluate the suitability of the organization structure to allocate resources and evaluation and control of the business. So this is very important. So this helps to have a simple structure and allocate resources, evaluate and control the business strategy. The policies and guidelines capture various scenarios of conducting business from time to time. So from time to time there are changes happening. So how do you tweak your org structure in order to align with the market requirements? So the policies and guidelines capture various scenarios. So scenarios have to be created. Those scenarios will be evolving from time to time, but the org structure has to really respond to such changes very fast. So this is a matrix structure. You've got the CEO or the president, then you have the different verticals, the functional verticals, and then you have different product verticals, and they have clear matrix reporting to the direct line managers, and also reporting to the functional managers. So each manager in the organization will be reporting to probably two senior managers or two bosses for the same. So you bring a clear coordination and alignment of the business unit level strategy and the functional unit level strategy in one structure. So that is called the matrix organization, because that is how you will be more resilient and responsive to market requirements, changing the market requirements. So you're clearly aligning the SBU structure and the functional unit structure in a matrix format, so that the clear alignment helps in the faster execution of the strategy. Strategy implementation approaches. Commander approach. There are few approaches. Let us quickly see, what are those approaches. Commander approach. Once best strategy is decided, the top management passes on to subordinates for execution. So you have done a clear strategy formulation. These are the strategies. These are clearly communicated to the senior managers, and they take it further for execution. Organizational change approach adopted to implement more difficult strategies. If the strategy is very difficult, and because of behavioral science techniques involved in change management. Suppose your organization is moving from one level of evolution to another level of transformation, then it is going to be a complex environment. The culture has to change, the behavior has to change, the psychological behavior has to change. There is a huge change management process has to be put in place, because you're not going to sustain your business in the old model of doing business. You have to come to a transformative model of doing business where, you know, substantial change and complexities involved in implementing strategy. So you need to have organizational change approach. The third one is collaborative approach. Take collective participation by considering the views of senior managers of the organization. So this is collaborative approach. In most of the matrix organization, it is all by consensus and collaboration. So you can take that as an example, a collective participation by considering the views of all the senior managers in the organization towards the execution of strategy. Strategy implementation can also take a cultural approach. How the cultural approach is going to help, because you have to change the culture of the organization. Strategic manager plays a key role in mentoring and coaching, giving the employees, giving direction from time to time, encourage individual decision making. You have to coach them to take decision making. They should not become bottlenecks in the execution process. So it is very important, the cultural approach. How do you change the culture, the leadership, culture of the organization? So everybody is self-empowered, everybody is self-directed in achieving the common goal, the vision the organization has. Aggressive approach. Strategic manager encourages subordinates to develop. It is more empowerment, at the below management level, at the employee level. To develop, champion, and implement sound strategies on their own, because in many organizations you need to have people taking decisions, because that's how the organization grows fast. So obviously, you need to give them more empowerment to develop, champion become the champion for the cause, implement sound strategies on their own. So that is very important. What are the top challenges in, there are many challenges in execution. Let us talk about some of the challenges, in the strategy implementation process. During the implementation stage, change of assumptions considered in formulating strategies. Sometimes, during the course of a strategic implementation, you might have to do a change in the course or change in assumptions. This is what I assumed 6 months back. I think we need to tweak it further. That assumptions are not working, I need to change a little bit on my plan. So that could be one of the changes. So that can cause a little delay, that can cause additional investment and resources or redesign of the organization structure in order to reflect the new strategy form, the formulation of strategy that has, that has to reflect the changes that we are looking at. Complacency and overconfidence in leaders can lead to loss of momentum. The strategy execution is going fine, let me sit and relax. So complacency and overconfidence can cause problem, and the execution process will start losing momentum. Then rebuilding the momentum will take another 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. So you should not take your eyes off the ball in terms of strategic evaluation, control, and monitoring. This is a continuous process. You have to go ruthlessly and relentlessly in terms of review, in terms of course correction, in terms of implementing those KPIs. Strategic managers might work with status quo bias with risk aversion. So let me not change. Let me maintain status quo, and I don't want to take any risks. The risks are clearly defined. Your company is supposed to take calculated risks. But the managers are not willing to take. They are in their own comfort zone, but they don't want to come out of the status quo position and take risk. So this can cause problem. It can loosen the speed at which the momentum has gained over strategy execution process. Weak empowerment and lack of perseverance can lead to strategy failure. So the approaches that we have seen, collaborative approach, the best approaches are collaborative approach and, for example, a cultural change approach, organizational change approach. So these approaches can be adopted, because otherwise weak empowerment and lack of perseverance among the managers can lead to strategy failure. Organization culture can be a impediment. The culture is very important. A conducive culture, a positive culture, not old thinking, but a forward looking kind of a culture. I think we need to have a culture change, the leadership culture change happening from top to bottom. So everybody has to understand why they have to change, why the value system has to change, what are the values that are defined by the company in the strategy making process, and how do you demonstrate these values in the execution process. For example, I'll give an example of Bharti Airtel. The three values that they want to build it into the culture is alive, inclusiveness, and respect. So alive means you're alive and consistent and aligned with the customer, responsive to the customer requirements. So that means you're very sensitive, you have to be responsive, you have to be alive to what the customer is looking for, what the customer wants, what the market needs, what the customer complaints and grievances are. So you have to be alive. The second is inclusiveness. Get the entire employees to participate in the strategy making process, the annual operating exercise, the strategy execution process. So you have to have inclusiveness in everything. The third one is respect for individuals, respect for everyone, all the stakeholders in the company. So AIR, that's what it stands for, AIR. So these three values, they inculcate at every level of leadership, at every level of functional unit, at every level of corporate level, every level of business unit level. So these value system you need to build in terms of creating a new organization culture, which will support the strategy execution and achieving your purpose and vision. So we have seen the strategy implementation, how it is important. You can have, you can have a good average strategy, but you cannot have a mediocre implementation. You need to have a robust, relentless, ruthless, solid execution. That is when the company will go into a fast growth path, and it will be able to achieve its both social purpose and the economic purpose. So I think that's very critical. Structure, so once the strategy formulation gets done, strategic alternatives are done, the overall strategic objectives are clearly finalized, the structure of an organization becomes a critical factor for effective implementation of the strategy. There are many structures available. You have a hierarchical structure, you have functional structure, you have got SBU structure, you've got matrix structure. No one size fits all. The organization with a relevant strategy, with a relevant structure, has to, it can have its own structure, and structure can greatly influence the likelihood of success of the strategy execution process, without which it cannot succeed in its efforts in execution. Various structures can be chosen for implementation, functional SBU matrix structures, which we have seen. Effective leadership should ensure that strategy is implemented, there are cultural changes made, necessary changes made, even if during the challenging times, if there are changes that you need to reflect it in your strategy and structure, it's better to do it immediately than waiting for face certain challenges. It can cost a lot of money, time, and efforts from the organization to overcome those challenges. So proactive way of approaching the market, proactively you're doing an evaluation, control, and review mechanism should be there. So thereby, the organization is able to really put the execution in the right track. So with this, I complete the strategy implementation chapter. If you have any question, you can always reach out to me. And I would like to thank you for your patience and time listening to this lecture. Thank you.